That was Masquerero from the Sorcerer record, and that was recorded on the 17th of May, 1967. J.A. Dean, tell us about it.
Well, again, you can see that the abstraction is just going further and further as the records progress. And actually, John Baldwin just called while that was going on, and he was talking about the, you know, what were the forms they were working with. And on the first four recordings, ESP, Miles, Smiles, and Sorcerer, they were all Wayne Shorter compositions. And he definitely was definitely coming out of a combination of bebop and modal playing. And so I think it was very much a combination of that, chordal progressions and more modal scalar kind of things. But a beautiful, beautiful composition.
Masquerero, and that was Ron Carter, Miles, Herbie, Tony, and Wayne. The band. You know, it's always an intense experience listening to Miles, isn't it?
I think so. I mean, and these, you know, revisiting this period, you know, I've owned all these recordings in different formats. I had the original LPs, and I had them on cassettes, and I've got them on CDs. And I go through periods of, you know, revisiting these different periods of his amazing career. And this is just one of my favorites. It just seemed to move so quickly.
I didn't actually see Miles the first time until 1973. It was right after that album On the Corner came out. Saw him at the Shrine Auditorium. You were probably there.
Oh, yeah, the Shrine, yes. I went to a lot of shows there.
And then the last time I saw him was that they just released it on record, September 25, 1981, at the Hollywood Bowl. That was different, too. Tell everybody about that some other time. You know, Miles' organizational principles, how he made this band, got this band, you know, how he manipulated this band to get out of it what he needed, you know, as an artist, is the first and foremost. Miles Davis was an artist on a level of a Picasso. You know, he was always thinking of art, what it meant, you know, and the meanings behind it all. He suffered his whole life about such things. But I have this interesting recording of Tony Williams talking about how Miles gave direction in the band, but on purpose, Miles strictly didn't give too much. He really wanted to leave it alone. He more or less, I guess you could say, hired the right guys and let them be who they are, but he still had to direct them in a lot of ways. He makes that real clear that he told people what to do. So, Dino, should we listen to this?
Yeah, let's hear that.
When we'd go to the recording studio to record something, Miles would give little enigmatic hints as to what he wanted. You know, very cryptic kind of hints, and you had to decipher things, you know, because he didn't want to over-explain things or to explain things to the point where it becomes crystallized in your head and you do only that. He wants to give impressions so that you have a wider range of discerning what he wants. You know, the direction of the band came from the musicians themselves.